attached to worrying on a regular basis? I remember years ago there was this phrase, oh, I'm just a worrywart. You remember that? Do you know that every time we talk about that we're a worrying person, we're an overly sensitive person, we're whatever those terms are, that we actually drive that identity deeper into who we are, which makes it much more difficult to release the worrying, etc.? Isn't that interesting? Hey, David Hessel here. You know, I know this very well. Worrying is a form of anxiety, right? A sign of anxiety. So underneath that constant worry wart mentality of, oh my God, I hope they make it home okay. Oh my God, oh my God. Now, there's nothing wrong with wanting someone, family members or whatever, to make it home okay. But we just don't want to put that emotional worry into it. And where does that come from? For most of us, it comes from the ages of 0 to 18. You know, we have a mom that's constantly worrying, who's anxious, a dad who's worrying, who's anxious, grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle. It could be an older sibling. It could be a younger sibling. But the key is in that environment between the ages of 0 and 18, we pick up many of these traits, many of these identities, and they're not healthy for us at all. I know I have to struggle with one part of my life. I've been a light sleeper my whole life. Sleep is really precious to me. I have to have all these certain things in order for me to sleep, right? But I have to try to watch how many times I say to myself and others that I'm a light sleeper. And so I continue have to pull back. I go, oh my gosh, don't say it now. Because the more I say it, the more my sleep is going to be difficult. The more we talk about I'm a worrier, my family is a bunch of worriers, my mom, my dad were always worrying. The more we talk about those things, the more that becomes our identity. And then that identity, which is a form of anxiety, can be really hard to break. So what's the first step? Catch yourself with your mental talk. Every time you're going to say something to someone, actually those people who are closest to you, ask them to come up with a word like orange. And it means nothing, right? But every time you say about you worrying, just say, tell me orange. Just say the word orange. So you're at a restaurant, you're walking in a mall, you're walking on the beach, you're doing whatever, and you start talking about how you always worry about X, Y, and Z, and then your friend goes, orange. You go, oh, snap, that's right. I'm not supposed to say that. So you can have friends that help you. Now, if you have friends that say, would you quit saying you're worrying? That could drive your worrying deeper. But if you have a friend that says something neutral, it just clicks your mind, right? It's Pavlov's dog. The bell rings and their saliva comes out. That orange name is used, or the word is used, and all of a sudden you catch yourself. And the more you catch yourself, the more you can diminish it. Listen, we have this incredible online retreat coming up, the Mental Health Online Retreat. On February 20th, it starts. It's 4 weeks long. It's incredibly inexpensive. We're going to be going over these type of mental health challenges. The worry wart, the person that constantly is talking and anxious and filled with anxiety about every little thing in the world. We can help you diminish that. We can help you bring it way down to a level that's manageable. But we have to start somewhere. So join the retreat, or if you want to work with me one-on-one, go to talkdavid.com. That's where the retreat sign-up is. You can work with me one-on-one. We can find the origin of that worrying, of that self-talk, and we can eliminate it. Okay, so join me today. It's going to be really worth it, either in the retreat or one-on-one. Everything is at talkdavid.com. Have a beautiful day.